WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan police officer says a local man with 8 drunk driving convictions was involved in a crash in the north part of the city Wednesday night. 70-year-old Robert Noel Ray of Bryan is accused of making a left turn in front of another vehicle at Texas and Stevens near the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex. No one was injured, and according to online jail records, bond has not been set. A Bryan man who admitted to his 6th DWI last year and was placed on probation is out of jail after he was arrested Wednesday on charges of failing to comply with conditions of his release. According to online records, a 61-year-old Mickey Chambers posted a $20,000 bond. No court date has been set to consider the motion by the Brazos County District Attorney's Office calling for Chambers to serve a 10-year prison term. One sign of completing a mild summer comes from BTU General Manager Gary Miller, who talked about electric consumption during our show.
I would call that a relatively mild summer. I would say BTU revenues for the summer were down from what we would have expected, but that's okay. I mean, we'll survive that. But it was we had some hot weather early in August and early in July, I think, but for the most part, pretty mild this summer.
Miller says as BTU grows at a 4% rate, there are no plans to build a fifth electric generation plant. That's in part because of the relatively low price BTU can purchase power. Monday was the first day for those with deep pockets to take a stab at reserving rooms at Texas A&M Systems Hotel and Conference Center that is under construction north of Kyle Field.
The options for rooms in the $143 million facility begins with a minimum donation of $100,000. That gives the right for 10 years to book any of 250 hotel rooms and suites. To qualify for a suite or century-level guest room option, prospects will make a $10,000 deposit that will apply to the total donation. That qualifies prospects to bid via an online auction on 2 penthouses, 11 suites, and 36 guest rooms at the top of the building. For the remaining hotel rooms, you have to make a $5,000 deposit to enter a lottery. If you win the lottery, that's when you finish paying the $100,000 donation. The date of the auction and lottery will be announced later in the fall. While the hotel is scheduled to open in time for next football season, A&M has announced the opening on West Campus of its 4th building in a complex involving the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. The $32.5 million Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences building marks the first time in 40 years the department's students, faculty, and staff are all under the same roof. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among those excited about plans to reform federal taxes is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who says changes for businesses and corporations are incredible.
It takes us from being one of the least competitive tax systems in the world to being one of the most competitive.
Flores, speaking during his weekly update on our show, says the average tax rate is established in developing countries is around 22%. Flores says they're proposing a rate for the U.S. of 20%. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of 4 models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through October 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
7:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds today. They'll be around. There may be a stray shower this morning. Temperatures today anywhere from 80 to 85. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Sunshine tomorrow. We're going to warm up probably to about 85 as we get the weekend started. It'll be clear, close to 65 tomorrow night. Then partly to mostly sunny Sunday. Warmer Sunday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school football tonight. Hear a little bit from all of the coaches from around the area. It should be a really good night for high school football. College Station and Anum Consolidated, by the way. College Station and Bryan. Boy, I just went over this and somehow I've forgotten already.
Well, you know, it's a low school.
But it's going to be up at Merrill Green, so the Vikings and the Cougars are squaring off, so that should be a good one. Also, talking Aggie football tomorrow against South Carolina. Hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. So we're going to have this new hotel.
Yep.
It's going to be literally across the street from the big football stadium.
Literally.
Real swanky.
Yeah, and so they're going to start taking reservation.
Yeah, so it's kind of confusing. But basically, you have to the minimum donation is $100,000 to be able to reserve a room.
See, this
for
is,
10 years.
See, and that's kind of like the deal where what you go in and they want to swipe your credit card for incidentals. Is that
right? Exactly. So and then to qualify for a suite or what they're calling a century level guest room.
Okay.
Prospects make a $10,000 deposit that will apply to the total donation.
Ah.
And then that gives you the ability to bid online. There's going to be an online auction on two penthouses, 11 suites, and 36 guest rooms that are at the top of the building.
Okay. That's what I really want to know is about the penthouses and stuff. How much is that going to cost?
What I want to know is who can we know who will let us go up?
Right. That's what exactly.
We need to do. No one.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. It's interesting for sure. It's, you know. Got to have the big bucks.
If you happen to have a ton of money, please call into the show, 979-695-1620.
Well, we can be friends.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, the person who owns the largest single-family residence in Houston is...
And also a tank.
Also owns a tank. Well, what if he decides he wants one of those?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I didn't know that about his house, though. How'd y'all know that?
Oh, it's just one of those
things. One of those knowledgeable
things.
You know,
and it could well be maybe somebody's built a bigger one, but I mean, it was pretty big last time I heard about
right.
it. But anyhow, yeah, so what happens if a current and at some point former member of the Board of Regents decides he wants to do it?
Or, you know, one of the people who owns one of the 12 founder suites at Kyle Field.
Yeah.
You know, so you go from your suite at the hotel to your suite at the stadium.
Maybe they'll put in an air-conditioned tunnel with a moving sidewalk.
Well, they talked about the skywalk.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to mingle with the peasants.
So you wouldn't have to be with the general public.
Yeah.
I guess they scratched that idea.
Interesting, interesting deal. Mm-hmm. So really, they're not competing with the other hotels in town.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is not, this is not like, ooh, let's book a room for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
Not going to show up on Travelocity.
Correct.
Right?
Now,
okay.
We were wondering about this, like visiting professors and speakers and things like that, if they'll be able to stay at this at this hotel.
Right, because, you know, all of this, everyone's thinking, game day. Okay, that's 7 days out of the whole year.
Right.
And obviously this is going to be used for, you know, it's basically a conference center where they're going to host, you know, different academic. Is at a school?
But wait a minute. What happens? I mean, if you've got one of these upper tier suites,
right,
you're not going to want some riffraff staying there because they're there for some sort of
right.
A convention.
So that's what's interesting is, you know, if you technically have the ability to you have the right for 10 years to one of these suites, does that mean it's literally like an apartment that you're renting and it's yours throughout the whole year?
But you still have to pay to stay there nightly. You still have to pay the nightly rate, which is insane to me. I mean, you basically bought your own private room, and then you, on top of that, you still have to pay for it.
So that's what I'm thinking, that other people will be able to use these.
Yeah. Now you understand why I hate the Dallas Cowboys. You're going, what? The Dallas Cowboys are the ones who came up with the idea of the license for a seat.
Mm.
See, where you had to pay just to have the right to buy the seat.
Ugh.
I mean, and that was before Jerry Jones owned them. That's That's when Clint Murchison owned them. And I'm thinking, you know, really, these people supported you when you were a lousy team, and that's how you thank them
exactly.
by coming up with a seat license for you to have to pay before you ever get the right to pay for the seat.
By the way, we had a listener text in, says the Regents already have accommodations at the MSC for their use.
Well, I bet those are going away.
Yeah, rooms for each with dining and meeting space.
But, they may go for something better.
Yeah.
Upgrading a little bit. Mm-hmm. The Jeffersons moving on up.
Right? Moving on.
Okay, well, anyway, well, and, you know, if we were qualified, they'd tell us, but since we're not, they're not going to waste their time.
They are offering a media tour tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, but unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it because it's so close to...
it's game day.
Yeah, when I got to do the Fan Zone
show. There's, something else going on.
Gotcha, okay, wow. All right, there's a reason it's so hard to put in a full day's work without taking a little time to break and eat snacks and wander around online on the computer that the company has provided for you and that kind of thing. According to a new survey, we are, in fact, wired to not work very long. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
Is that what it is? They found that our brains can only focus on a single task for a few hours at a time, and then, it needs a break.
I need a rest.
That's right. The data backs that up too. The average person says they're only productive for 2 hours and 53 minutes at work.
Almost the same amount of time for a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that means if I do this, I don't have to do anything the rest of the day, right?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's where I do.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, we're either working slower than at our peak speed or we're basically just totally slacking off.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man.
People's faces come to mind when I say totally slacking off.
Ooh. Okay.
So maybe we should really only have 3-hour work days. So that way we could just basically get it done.
Yeah,
and then
we would still find time to slack off during those 3 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't matter. You're still going to find things to take your attention away from the work at hand.
And the problem is there's a social nature to us. We need to go ahead and interact with our coworkers. That had caused to be up here twice this week, like around 11 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, it's nothing but just a visit fest, isn't it? I mean, just people.
Up here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting around, moving down the hall, chatting with that person, going over here.
Didn't come visit with me, Scott.
Well,
what's
I don't think you weren't here.
I came back up here yesterday afternoon.
Okay, I got you.
Had to do some stuff. And
it's amazing how quiet this place, after all the morning shows leave, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right, yeah.
7:17. All right, so tomorrow is National Sausage Day.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. This brings to mind a call back when Jimmy Dean Sausage sold to the Sara Lee Company.
Okay.
Okay, they changed some things. And that made one particular Jimmy Dean sausage fan very angry, so he called the company, and he wanted to lodge his complaint about how he was never going to buy their sausage ever again because of what they'd done to it. So let me find the call. All right, here we go. Angry sausage caller.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks.
Amen.
And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed 4, 5, 6 people. And I'm not going to buy 2 of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own damn sausage made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye.
Preach.
There you go.
Wow, that's awesome.
I've heard that umpteen jillion times. It never gets old.
Oh, I had never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just there you go.
It's not as tasty as yours, but it'll get the job done.
Three men weigh over 200 pounds.
And one woman just kind of plump.
She's a little plump.
That's too funny. Yep, I do love me some good sausage.
Well, it is, yeah. And he's right about maple. Maple sausage. Yeah.
If you really want to just dip it in your syrup or something.
It'd be fine. Okay, yeah. State Fair of Texas. Kicking off in Dallas. Don't forget.
Okay.
They got deep fried Fruit Loops this year.
Oh, man.
And also they've got chicken fried bites of Spam. Better battered, beer battered beef jerky. They got crab meat jalapeno poppers.
That might be kind of good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Also, they got crawfish lollipop.
Ew.
Oreo beer.
No.
Deep fried bacon.
Yes.
Okay. Wrapped with Slavochik's garlic pepper jack sausage.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
And for dessert, how about fried cheesecake stuffed apple sundae?
Oh, man. I've never heard of that garlic pepper jack sausage. That sounds delicious.
Well, it says it's Slavochik's. We ought to call out there and see.
Because one of my faves is the jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Yeah. Yep, they do good work on that.
But the breath smells great after that.
Hey.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
So, how much pot was sold in Nevada in the first month that it was legalized?
Oh, a lot.
$27 million.
Oh, my gosh.
$27.1 million worth of recreational marijuana. Nearly double what Colorado and Oregon sold in their first months. One more reason to go to Vegas. Is that it?
Yeah.
They said
right?
The state also made $2.7 million from that 10% tax, which is marked onto the various sales going on there.
So now you can take advantage of those buffets.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So if there's areas that you can smoke in Vegas, can you now smoke weed?
Well, I guess that's probably,
is it legal to just smoke it right out there in the open?
I would imagine. Well, I mean,
because you need one more thing to use your money up.
Yeah.
In Vegas, but that's fine.
Right.
I guess
exactly.
that's if they want to do that.
I do wonder how much of that money was spent by people who actually live in Nevada.
Oh yeah, as opposed
versus how many tourists were coming in and
that's
purchasing
what, that's what I imagine. I think it was probably tourists.
One,
I would think.
One more case of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So Sunday begins October. Here's a list of things that are always on sale in October: digital cameras.
Okay.
The new models of the fancy digital cameras tend to hit the shelves at the end of November, just in time for Christmas shopping. So stores are eager to clear out the inventory. Number two, plants. Garden centers want to clear the way for their fall and holiday plants. So, and I think Neil Sperry did something on that earlier this week. This is a good time to go in there and get trees and shrubs.
Okay.
And yes, you can still plant perennials now, even as temperatures start to get cooler. But here in Texas, I mean, we've probably got another 6 weeks where it may not be that way. Toys and games. Toy makers, same thing. They're starting to release toys. It'll be on the wish list for kids. And so they want to do some markdowns on their other toys and games to make room. Denim. Now that the back-to-school rush is over, denim jeans, jackets, and other items significantly marked down.
Hmm.
And wedding supplies.
Oh.
It's an interesting use of the word supplies. We got 12 wedding dresses back there, and we got a bunch of cakes and stuff like that.
Well, maybe they mean, like, for the reception.
Yeah, it could be. Wedding season is coming to an end, so if you're getting married next year, this is a great time to score some deals on the stuff like monogrammed robes, decorations, or party favors.
Okay.
There you are.
I do hate this transition time when it comes to clothes. Like, the other day, just yesterday, I went to a store, and I was looking for a pair of shorts, and they were completely off the shelves this point. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, in most of the other places in the country, they're already putting out parkas and boots and also sweaters.
Which we don't have to do here.
No.
Seems
and
like they would
so,
leave that out.
Yeah. I know, but there was like a small supply left.
Did you go complain?
No, I didn't just complain. Went and they can even order online, but I really needed them for tomorrow.
Yep, that won't work. There you go, exactly. 724.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley and Slovacek Sausage present the 7th Annual Hog Splash Mud Volleyball Tournament. The Muddy Fun begins at 9 a.m. on October 14th at Slovacek's and Snook. A team of 10 little piggies is all you need for the dirtiest fun in the sun. The finest swine compete for bragging rights for first, second, and third place titles. Proceeds support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care in the Brazos Valley. Check out the website at hospicebrazosvalley.org or call Lizette Hawkins at 979-821-2266. Join us October 14th at Slovacek's in Snook. This little piggy will be there.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Pottery Garden, where you can turn any piece of pottery into a fountain. Pottery Garden offers everything that you need to do it yourself, or they can help you all the way to installation. Stop by Pottery Garden today on North Avenue in the Garden District. Brazos Valley weather, well, looking at about 86 or so for a high temperature today. But winds will be out of the northeast, and that'll make it pretty pleasant. Actually, same thing for tomorrow, about the same temps and the northeasterly winds. A little more sunshine tomorrow. Lows each night, 64, so that's pleasant. Up to 88 on Sunday, and the winds will come around out of the east. But looks like pretty pleasant weather here as we head on into the early part of next week, and we'll be in the upper 80s as we begin next week. Right now, winds out of the north at 12, 91% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
President Trump's criticism of the NFL for supporting player protests during the national anthem has sent Democrat Congressman Al Green over the edge. The Texas congressman promises that next week he's going to force the House of Representatives to vote to impeach Trump. He claims the president's comments about NFL players amount to a level of indecency unbecoming the office. Green is a member of the Congressional Black Caucasians. He says he will file what's known as a privileged resolution, which forces a vote. Now, other Democrat fringe kooks like Brad Sherman of California talked about filing impeachment articles and forcing a vote, but that was all talk. The Democrats are nervous that this Green guy really means it, which will put them in a quandary. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says we're not there yet. He says although Trump has done terrible things, there aren't grounds for impeachment yet. I mean, even Maxine Waters, who's been blathering about impeachment for months, is not rushing to Al Green's side. Auntie Maxine's doing something rare. She's keeping her mouth shut about how she'd vote if an impeachment vote were held next week. Now, some Democrats are clearly annoyed with Congressman Green. They think that he should have talked to the entire caucus before playing the impeachment card. Mr. Green, don't let that stop you. You just step right up there and you do it. Make a fool of yourself and your party. Tell us who you are. Have at it, bro. Do it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More people in Bryan and around Brazos County means continuing to look at expanding electric service at BTU.
We have some needs coming up in the next few years.
General Manager Gary Miller on our show says BTU currently has four full-time generating plants. When it's time to build a fifth, Miller says it would double their total capacity.
We will not do that if it's not the most economical choice for us. So the rate, we will always protect the ratepayers to the extent we can. So we will make the most economical choice, whether it's building new generation or just buying power from the market. Right now the market is flush, so it can be the best decision just to buy the power from the market.
Miller says the decision to build can be made fairly quickly.
Probably within, a six-month time frame. To actually build the plant probably will take a couple of years once we decide that that's the direction we want to go.
Miller says summertime electric consumption was less than forecasted due to milder weather. A Bryan man arrested Wednesday on charges of failing to comply with conditions to stay out of prison after admitted to drunk driving for the sixth time is out of jail. 61-year-old Mickey Chambers posted a $20,000 bond later in the day. Online records do not indicate a court date being set for Chambers to appear on charges of failing to comply with eight conditions of his community supervision agreement. A motion from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office wants Chambers to serve a 10-year prison term. Another Bryan man, who according to a Bryan policeman has eight prior DWI convictions, was arrested for drunk driving Wednesday night following a crash near the Bryan Regional Athletic Complex. According to the arrest report, 70-year-old Robert Noel Ray made a left turn from Stevens in front of a southbound vehicle on Texas. No one was hurt. According to online records, no bond has been set. Another new building is open on Texas A&M's West Campus.
The $32.5 million Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences building is located on John Kimbrough. The new building comes 80 years after the founding of the Department of Wild Game. It's the first time in 40 years that all the department's students, faculty, and staff are under the same roof. The combined Wildlife and Fisheries Department and its faculty educated 9,000 people around the state over the past year. North of Kyle Field, progress continues on the A&M System's $143 million hotel and conference center, which is scheduled to open in time for the 2018 football season. Monday marked the start of taking deposits on a variety of guest rooms. To qualify, there's a minimum donation of $100,000. For those interested in one of 36 entry-level rooms, 11 suites, or two penthouses, there's a $10,000 deposit to participate in an online auction, where if you win, then you pay the remainder of the six-figure donation. For the remaining 200 guest rooms, there's a $5,000 deposit to participate in a lottery. Winners will then pay the remainder of the six-figure donation. Chancellor John Sharp says profits from hotel operations will go into education, research, and service. The dates of the online auction and lottery will be announced later this fall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One of the finer points of the federal tax reform package that was rolled out this week is eliminating the deduction of state and local income taxes. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that is a net benefit.
When you look at the value of the reduced rates to the population of Texas as a whole, we are a lot better off than the truly high tax states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, and California.
Flores says there is no reason that a federal taxpayer in a low-tax state should subsidize someone living in a high-tax state.
And I think once everybody actually says, okay, I got to take a step back and say, okay, I lost that deduction, but also don't have to worry about the AMT anymore, and I get a lower tax rate. I think that's hugely helpful for Texans as a whole.
Flores, during his visit on our show, says for corporations and businesses, there are what he calls incredible reforms that will make the United States one of the most competitive countries. The latest rift between Governor Abbott and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner over Hurricane Harvey relief dollars is expected to be smoothed over today when they meet in Houston to hammer out a deal over money needed for debris removal and housing.
The argument is over when the state should tap into its $10 billion rainy day fund. Governor Abbott wants the state legislature to weigh in on it, and Mayor Turner says Houston can't wait until 2019.
He's asking for certain payments by the state of Texas to the city, which are unprecedented. The mayor seems to be using this as hostage to raise taxes when in reality the city of Houston is sitting on hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars.
Abbott's plan has the endorsement of the lieutenant governor, the speaker, and the state comptroller. Abbott and Turner have scheduled a press conference this afternoon. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 74 degrees. You can call or text us today at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor here. Now, whether you're actually in the market to buy a home or just curious about a home listed for sale or considering listing your home for sale, you've probably stopped to pull a flyer from a box on a home that is listed for sale. That is, if the box isn't empty or the flyers aren't too wilted and flimsy to read. Well, let me tell you when you will never have that problem, when it's a Zweiker & Associates listing. Now, why? Because not only are they going to create a gorgeous flyer for every home and have it professionally printed on quality cardstock, they're going to highlight each home with the photos that their architectural photographer took after they came in to help stage the home. And after doing all those things, they're going to do a property check at least once per week. Oh, yeah, and here's a concept for you. They're going to count the flyers. Why? Not only so that the marketing team at Zweiker & Associates can order more for their clients, also so that they can track traffic week to week. When you want it done right, you call Zweiker & Associates at zarealestate.com.
Have you ever been frustrated with life? Maybe it's your job, or a football season, or a big decision you don't have an answer to. Winston Churchill says success is not final, failure is not fatal, but instead it is the courage to continue that counts. Isn't that what Jesus did? Standing with courage in an imperfect world. I'm Preston Greenwald, and I'm the pastor at A&M United Methodist Church. If you're looking for people to stand with and have courage in this life, come and join us this Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock at A&M United Methodist Church.
7:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that going on for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds today, they'll be around. There may be a stray shower this morning. Temperatures today anywhere from 80 to 85. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Sunshine tomorrow, we're going to warm up probably to about 85 as we get the weekend started. It'll be clear, close to 65 tomorrow night. Then partly to mostly sunny Sunday, warmer Sunday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Friday Night Lights. A lot of teams around the Brazos Valley are going to be playing this evening. I'll tell you where and when you can listen to them. And also talking Aggie football. They welcome the South Carolina Gamecocks to town tomorrow. It's a pivotal game for the Aggies because they could either improve to 4-1 or fall to 3-2 heading into the game against Alabama next week. So that's going to be a big one. And talking the Rangers and the Astros played yesterday, all that more coming up in sports.
All right, it's time for I Haven't Won Anything From You Guys.
All right.
695-1620, I haven't won anything from you guys. Call in. If you've won before, I don't want to hear from you today. 695-1620. I haven't won anything. 695-1620.
We want everyone to be winners. You're all winners.
There you go.
You're all winners in my heart.
That's it. Police in Henderson, Kentucky, trying to identify a guy who robbed a local restaurant disguised as a soda.
Oh.
Interesting.
Suspect allegedly entered the Rally restaurant with a handgun dressed as a giant Coke bottle. Made off with $500 in cash before speeding away in a gray minivan. Police have released security footage of the incident, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying the culprit.
You know, his ski mask and black sweater was at the dry cleaners,
yeah,
so
that's
he had
it.
To go for his next
gotta
criminal
do,
costume.
Gotta do the Coke.
Must have been new Coke.
Yep. Could have been. Haven't seen a picture of it yet. Who's this?
Yes, this is Melvin. I haven't won anything.
You haven't won anything, Melvin? Jeez, man. What's your last name?
Williams.
Melvin Williams. Melvin, I got a pair of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Oh, yes. That's great.
You want to do that? Okay, you got to go this weekend. It's first weekend tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Melvin.
Melvin, way to go. Hey, who's this?
Hey, my name's Joe.
Hey, Joe what?
Sylvia.
Joe, do you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival this weekend?
Absolutely do.
Okay, well, then you really got tickets. Come by
awesome.
And pick them up, okay?
Wonderful. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. All right. They're making somebody's Friday.
Oh, we're so nice.
Can we make your Friday by giving you a pair of tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
No, thank you.
All right.
Oh, the first one.
Bomber her.
That's
had
right.
To be somebody.
Want tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Well, all right. Who's this?
Lamar.
Lamar who?
Andrasi.
What's the last name
Andrasi.
Again?
Andrasi.
Andrasik. All right, thanks, Lamar. Come on by. Okay. Last pair. Who's this?
Stacy.
Stacy who?
Stacy LePage.
Stacy, what do you do?
I'm a counselor.
Like a school?
At College Station. Yes, sir. A school counselor at College Station High School.
At the high school, huh? Okay. You got time. You got time to go to the Renaissance Festival this weekend?
Absolutely. I would love to take the kids. Yes.
All right. There you go. Got a pair of tickets for you. Come by and pick them up. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you. Bye. Okay. That's it.
We are just bringing so much joy this
That's
morning.
It.
So
We're
much
bringing
joy.
All right. Here you go. You can't block Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook. I'm just telling you.
Oh, well. I try.
It's his, right? He could do whatever he wants.
True.
Today's amazing fact, or not, it takes 27,000 trees. Now, see.
27,000 right, or 27,001?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to just do it. But it takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in one day.
Oh, but, no way.
Okay, well, but how big is the tree? See?
Right.
I mean,
little sapling.
Start throwing those. Right, they start throwing those numbers
they
out.
Be using saplings? Is it double ply?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm not.
There's a lot of variables here, Scott.
Well,
what are we
I know,
supposed to do? Not use toilet paper to save the trees?
Sure, let's save a tree. All right, so pizza places trying to outdo each other with crazy toppings. Go with the Peking duck if you want to.
Okay.
Or go with the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or there's also apparently rattlesnake sausage.
Oh.
But one of the strangest toppings out there consists of a very familiar ingredient. That would be mozzarella cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Tina's in Oneonta, New York?
Sure.
Oneonta, yeah.
Yeah, Oneonta, New York. Okay, Tina's in Oneonta, New York.
Yeah, it's up there.
That's right. Is the original home of the curiously popular cold cheese pizza slice.
Yeah.
Which was created in 1985 and remains a top seller. The name can be misleading, as the pizza is hot, as the usual hot melted cheese on it, but then they shred mozzarella and lay a layer of cold unmelted cheese on top.
Interesting.
The colder the better, according to some patrons.
So it's cold and hot.
Yeah. The lore of the slice is that a customer once came into Tino's on a super hot day and asked for a cold cheese topping, and he could eat that way. He could eat it right away. Was his thinking. So they did that.
Interesting.
I don't know, I guess.
I like cold pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like cold and hot pizza, though.
Yeah.
That's where they're going with that.
They're kind of weird up there.
They put a lot of mozzarella on it. It's not just a little. Yeah.
Knocking back a few brews and taking a canoe out for a paddle.
Sounds like a good idea.
There you go. Yeah. Actually, you may no longer run Afoul of the law and have your driver license suspended and car impounded in Canada. They're going to change the law, apparently. They're tightening impaired driving laws, but because they're about to legalize marijuana, by the way. So that's what they're doing that. However, there is a gray area in the criminal code when it comes to being drunk and canoeing. So you may still be able to do that.
Sweet.
Yeah, that could be kind of fun.
That's the first activity I think of doing, you know, after a few brews.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and
let's
roll
go canoe.
It's, yeah. It's tough enough getting in the canoe and keeping your balance.
Sober.
When you're sober.
And then to go out and canoe. How about kayaking? See, that could be really good.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Of course,
that
it's
could
just
be really
you.
Bad.
Couple in the U.K. got a phone bill for more than $180,000.
Yikes.
For a call that lasted 7 minutes.
Ooh.
Company called the phone company and asked if they could maybe get the charge corrected.
Right.
Well, they quickly changed their minds and said they would look right into it because the first thing they said was, no, we were right.
Really?
Town is 30 miles away. So I'm just saying. Hey, today on this date in 1916, John D. Rockefeller, of those people,
Rocky.
The Rockefellers, became the first billionaire. In 1916, he was a billionaire.
Wow, that's a lot of money now. That was a ton of money back then.
$23.4 billion in today's money.
Wow.
That's how much it is. That is how much it is.
I often think sometimes, like, if we had a time-traveling machine, I could just take the money that I have with me now and travel back in time, and then I would be rich.
Oh, yeah, well, you could do that. Or you could just time travel back to like 2 weeks ago and get a lottery number.
Yeah, well, that is true,
too. You could do that, too.
All right, Scott.
Well, I mean, that just... Well,
you're on a completely different level than me. We understand.
Okay, well, you're trying to enjoy yourself. I just figured that way you could use science to your advantage when it comes to that. But, yeah, you could do that. All right, 7:45.
Hello, Brazos Valley and surrounding areas. For the first time ever, Allen Honda is introducing 0% on all 2017 Accords, Fits, and Civic sedans. This is a first and one-time opportunity to own a new Honda with a 0% loan. Don't forget, this is coupled with the untouched 6-year, 80,000-mile nationwide maintenance. Only at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Who's in charge of what when a military deployment ends? That's the question Mark and Melinda answer for themselves before one of them leaves home for an extended deployment. They say that preparation allows them to enjoy a more positive homecoming when the deployment ends. Now, I like their idea. Who's responsible for what is a question that benefits both of you. For months, one of you will have to handle the household responsibilities by yourself, acting as a single parent. Once the deployment ends, both of you will need to relearn how to live with each other again. A well-thought-out plan helps with that. To eliminate as much confusion as possible, discuss your expectations openly. Put it all on the table. Your topics can be as significant as how you'll reconnect as a couple or as mundane as who will drive the kids to school. The more you're on the same page with each other, the more smooth your reunion will be. Another consideration is timing. Mark and Melinda made concrete plans before their deployment, but some couples like to adapt on the move. Maybe you'd rather talk during the deployment. Either strategy will get you talking about your expectations and help you better understand one another's needs. And that will make your long-awaited reunion and your marriage a better experience for both of you. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620. WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. The A&M Consolidated Tigers look to keep their perfect record intact when they host Waco tonight to kick off district play against the Lions. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
They've got the athletes, and their coach there is doing a great job. And the one thing I think you can see out of this team that they've got now, their kids play hard, and they stay playing hard the whole time. So this is going to be a big challenge for us.
Game time between the Tigers and Lions is set for 7:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. The first crosstown showdown of the year is tonight at Merrill Green with the Bryan Vikings playing host to the College Station Cougars. Here's Vikes coach Ross Rogers on the veteran Cougs.
Hired 44 seniors and a lot of experience, a lot of high expectations, and they're a dynamic team on offense. They're getting better and better on defense. They're quality, and I can see them playing in December again.
Coach Rogers and the Vikings sit at 1-2 on the year, while the Cougars are 2-2. And despite his team having the better overall record, College Station coach Steve Huff says everyone's record is 0-0 heading into district.
I look at the record, it's saying, you know, we're going our ball game last week 1-2. So it comes out, I think we're all, you know, now it's a clean slate. As you look at it like this, everybody has their back against the wall because it's district time now.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green. Cougars broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM, while Vikings coverage is on Sports Radio 1150. The Rutter Rangers are still in search of their first win of the year following a 36-7 loss to Jasper last week. Now, it doesn't get any easier tonight as they head to Houston to take on private powerhouse St. Pius X. Coach Greg Morgan says the Rangers just have to get out of their comfort zone.
We're asking them to think differently and to act differently and to behave differently in everything. When you get into a battle, especially against a team like St. Pius or the four teams that we have played, you know, your comfort zone is what you know, and too many times we're reverting back to what we know.
Game time against the Panthers is at 7:30 with broadcast on Willie 1550. Elsewhere, St. Joe's hosts Milano at 7 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian pays a visit to Somerville at 7:30. Allen Academy heads to Orange to face Community Christian at 7, and undefeated Buffalo matches up with New Waverly at 7:30 on Willie 103.5, and while Navasota has the week off. Remember to keep up with your favorite teams anytime. Just head over to BrazosFootball.com. In the college game, the Texas Longhorns kicked off their conference slate in solid fashion last night, downing the Iowa State Cyclone 17-7. Shane Bouchel threw for 171 yards and a score as the Horns even up their season record at 2-2. Now for Texas A&M, the Aggies will be at home tomorrow, entertaining SEC foe South Carolina. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Gamecocks and QB Jake Bentley.
He's another experienced quarterback. You know, they've got
three backs that are all capable, that they're good backs. They rotate those guys and come downhill at you. Attack really similar to ours, you know, utilizing tight end as a sometimes on the line, off the line, some run pass option stuff with some big physical receivers. I mean, big old guys, 6'3", 6'4".
The Gamecocks come in with a 3-1 record, the same record as the Aggies. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. with the Fan Zone show starting at 3:30 right here on WTAW. Elsewhere around Aggieland, Texas A&M Volleyball pays a visit to Georgia tonight at 6 o'clock. Number 23 soccer entertains Arkansas at 7:05. And top-ranked equestrian hosts number 7 South Carolina this morning at 11 a.m. at the Hildebrand Equine Complex. In the professional game, the professional football game, mind you, Aaron Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns, and the Green Bay Packers whipped the Chicago Bears at Lambeau last night. Final score was 35-14. Houston smacked 17 hits, and the Astros blew past the Boston Red Sox last night 12-2. The Stros, who remain one game back of Cleveland for the best record in the American League, take on the Sox again tonight at 6:10. And with a large portion of their starters out, the Rangers were no match for the Oakland A's as they fell to the Oakland 4-1 last night. Texas, which has now dropped 7 straight, hosts the A's again this evening at 7:05. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
It's Aggie football season, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers game day parking and shuttle options. Park near Bush Library, Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, Northside Garage, or on Agronomy Road and pay $20 and $25 cash. Enjoy free shuttles to campus lots. Ride the downtown Bryan shuttle or get to the grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. Download the Destination Aggieland app for pre- and post-game traffic and parking info, or prepay at parking near Kyle Field at Kane Garage or other locations. Follow on Twitter, get to Aggie Game.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We'd understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW. Take us with you. We're anywhere around the world. You want to just listen.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. No app necessary. Just go to RadioAggieland.com. You can listen to any of our radio stations, but y'all listen to us.
Oh, for sure.
And you can follow all the Friday night football games too, right, Zach?
Yeah, go to RadioAggieland.com. We even have our own special button that you can press when the games are underway.
A button.
That's it.
And of course, BrazosFootball.com is also our website that we have the schedules and all that sorts of good stuff.
If you want to just look in on the game, check on the game.
Right. And we have links for listening. So.
Yeah, if you want to do that. So there you are. You can boost your willpower if you practice. Here are three ways, according to Shape Magazine. Number one, visualize. Athletes do this. So do musicians and actors. Imagine yourself taking out a box of cookies and not eating them.
What?
And then putting the box back in the cupboard. Experts say if you can't imagine something, chances are you can't actually do it. So visualize not eating that donut today or whatever it is.
All right.
Get face-to-face with your weakness and focus on reacting in a different way. For example, instead of ordering that dessert, just have coffee. If you start passing up dessert or chips or salsa from time to time, you find it becomes easier and easier to say no.
Okay.
Don't sit down with fatties, right?
Okay. Right.
And number three, do a taste test. Order a reasonable dessert, but share it with the table.
Oh.
And limit yourself to just a couple of bites.
That's what I generally do anyways.
Do you?
I went to a restaurant last night, and me and a friend were there, and she wanted some dessert, so we got a dessert. And I'm telling you, the thing was ginormous.
Okay.
It's huge.
See, and that's the other thing. You may not have control of that.
I would eat the whole thing. That's why I just don't order it at all.
That one doesn't work.
No self-control.
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.